はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう飛び石、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 126. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Joined in the studio by Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san, back again with another beginner lesson. Today we'll be covering the plain volitional form of the class 3 verb, suru. Now, this will almost entirely cover the plain volitional. And this is an important grammatical structure for many reasons. A lot of other grammar structures are based upon this one. So you definitely want to go over this one. Now, the way to go over it and really reinforce what you learn in these podcasts is to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDFs, inside the Learning Center, we have so much stuff to bring it all together. This week we added a comic, our first JapanesePod101.com comic, drawn by a listener in the US, Justin. Now, he actually brought one of our shows to life. Definitely stop by, check it out. Again, JapanesePod101.com. Now, onto today's lesson. Here we go.
あの音は何?
隣の人なんだ。毎晩毎晩ものすごくうるさいんだ。
どうしよう。
わからない。手紙も書いた、話にも言ったけど全く聞かないんだ。
じゃあ警察に電話しよう。
いや、問題を起こしたくない。
じゃあ任せて、俺が話しに行く。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。あの音は何?
隣の人なんだ。毎晩毎晩ものすごくうるさいんだ。
どうしよう。
わからない。手紙も書いた。話にも言ったけど、全く聞かないんだ。
じゃあ、警察に電話しよう。
いや、問題を起こしたくない。
じゃ任せて、俺が話しに行く。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。あの音は何?
What's that noise?
隣の人なんだ。
It's the person next door.
毎晩毎晩ものすごくうるさいんだ。
Night after night, it's extremely noisy.
どうしよう?
What should we do?
わからない。
I don't know.
手紙も書いた。話にも言ったけど。
I wrote a letter. I also went to have a talk.
全く聞かないんだ。
But it's completely ineffective.
じゃあ警察に電話しよう。
Then let's call the police.
いや、問題を起こしたくない。
Nah, I don't want to cause problems.
じゃあ任せて、俺が話しに行く。
Then leave it to me. I'll go have a talk. Natsuko-san, let's ask Yoshi-san what he thinks of today's conversation.
Yoshi-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか?
よくあることですよね。
English, please?
It happens all the time.
Actually, I can relate to this lesson. When I used to live in Mito in Ibaraki Prefecture, I lived in a place that had paper-thin walls.So I could hear everything that was going on in my neighbor's room, and they could hear everything that was going on in my room. And we had these signals. At first, when one got loud, we would bang on the wall. Then the next step would be letter in the mailbox. And then finally would be the talk. We never got to the talk, but I do know some people who have, kind of like a pattern. I know in the US, a few good whacks usually...gets a few reciprocating whacks, but usually people are aware that they're being too loud. And this is pretty effective in Japan too. Natsuko, do you have any tricks or do you know what I'm talking about? Or am I just ranting? Help me.
Yeah. When I was in university and we went to the place our friend was living, it was a really small apartment house. And because we were so noisy, the other people living in that apartmentcalled the landlord and made a claim to us.
Yeah, that's another popular way. I noticed a few unique ways of dealing with this situation that I have not come across in the U.S. And one that's quite common, as you just said, is the call to the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord gets the call, then the landlord calls you.
Mm, yeah. So you don't directly go to the person.
The second way is a letter. And I've come across this quite a lot.
Quite a lot?
Yeah.
What noise are you making?
Not me, Natsuko-san, but some people I've known, they actually write a letter, you know, dear yeah. sir, mm-hmm. or recently it's quite loud. I was yes. wondering if you, in really polite Japanese, basically saying, right. quiet down.
Yes.
But it's really polite.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the few ways. Yoshi-san, anything to add?
I used to live in this share house.
Ah.
But me and all my roommates lived upstairs and the landlord lived downstairs.
Tell us more.
Yes, and we partied all weekends and we made lots of noise, but they were too old to hear anything. So we were just fine.
Quite a lucky situation.
Mm.
Definitely. Okay, with that said, let's get into today's vocabulary. Natsuko-san, onegai shimasu.
毎晩.
Every night.
ま、い、ば、ん、毎晩.
Sample sentence, please.
その学生は毎晩遅くまで勉強している.
That student studies until late every night. Next we have.
聞く.
To be effective.
聞く。聞く。
Now this word has to be derived from context because there are some other words in Japanese with the same pronunciation. Natsuko-san, when I say 聞く, what word do you think of?
To listen.
Yeah, I think that's the most common and most popular, to listen. And they have the same pronunciation, but the characters are different. Check out the PDF to see the difference in the characters in this word, 聞く. Again, to be effective. So we use this with medicine.
Yes.
And we use this with remedies and things like this. So, Yoshi-san, can you give us an example sentence?
この薬はよく効く.
This medicine is pretty effective. Next we have
保険が効く.
Literally, it is insurance is effective, but we have to interpret it. Insurance covers it. So it's covered by insurance. So if you're pulling into the parking lot, you bump another person's car, your car gets scratched, it's no problem, right?
保険が効く.
Insurance will cover it. Next we have
任せる.
To leave to.
任せる. 任せる.
This is an expression. This word you will come across time and time again. Really popular. Natsuko-san, how can I say leave it to me?
私に任せてください.
Let me take care of it. Leave it to me. And among good friends, you can just say the word
任せて.
Which is the te form of makaseru, but kudasai is inferred. Makasete kudasai, please leave it to me. But again, in casual situations, you can use this. Makasete, leave it to me. Or, if I don't want it to be left to me and I want to leave it to you, one can say,
makaseru.
It's left to you. I'll leave it to you. Now, there's another way we can say this too, right? Leave it to someone.
Makaseta.
I left it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are conversations where the subject and indirect object are inferred. Example sentence, please.
感情に身を任せる.
To go with your feeling.
この仕事を彼に任せる.
To leave this work to him.
パーティーの買い出しは私に任せて.
Leave shopping to the party for me. Finally, we have
起こす.
To raise, to cause.
起こす. 起こす.
Example sentence, please.
彼は大変な問題を起こした.
He caused a really big problem. And the reason I like this word, 起こす, so much is because I can never get up in the morning.
Right.
So I always ask my wife, wake me up at 7:30, which is?
7時半に起こしてください.
Please wake me up at 7:30. Okay, now let's take a quick look inside the conversation. A couple points we want to look at in the dialogue. So let's just run through that dialogue real quick.
Yeah.
So first I want to look at
手紙も書いた.
Now, Natsuko-san, how come it's not 手紙を書いた? Why do we use mo here?
Because mo has the meaning also. And he wants to continue talking about what he did. So he not only wrote letters, he also had a talk.
Among other things.
Mm-hmm.
He probably tried some other things too.
Mm-hmm.
So this indicates that there's more than just this.
Yes.
And this is followed up in the next sentence by
話にも言ったけど、全く聞かないんだ。
Notice how there's a mo in between the 話に言った. Again, in addition to other things that that person tried. Now, if it was just he only went to talk, it would be
話に言った.
Okay, now on to today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is the class 3 verb する. And its plain volitional form. Natsuko-san, can you give us the dictionary form of the verb to do?
する.
Now, to form the plain volitional, we have to find its must stem, which is?
し.
To that we attach?
よ.
And we have the plain volitional. In the dialogue we had?
警察に電話しよう.
Let's call the police. Notice how police are marked here with?
に.
The particle に. We also had?
どうしよう?
What shall we do? Now, this is a really popular expression. It can be used in all kinds of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they're trying to figure out what would be good to do in order that the neighbor stops being loud. But you can use it to ask someone, what shall we do on the weekend? What shall we do today? All types of situations.
Yes.
Another very useful phrase. Today's conversation is among two friends who are talking about a third party. So they're speaking informal Japanese. So again, this conversation is between two good friends speaking informal Japanese. Now, what's going to happen when the one friend goes to talk? We're going to have to wait to find out next week. Okay, so that's going to do for today's lesson.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。